USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is releasing its guidance for education leaders so they can safely reopen schools across the country. It offers a color-coded chart that divides schools reopening into four levels depending on level of community spread. Schools with lower-level community spreads are encouraged to consider reopening for full in-person learning. Schools in areas with high transmission can still consider reopening, but are encouraged to limit how they reopen and consider multiple safety strategies. New York Democratic senators want Governor Andrew Cuomo to lose his coronavirus-related powers. This follows a New York Post report accusing Cuomo's administration of deliberately not releasing the number of COVID-19 nursing home deaths for fear the feds would use the numbers against him. Cuomo's aide saying on Thursday that he sent 9,000 infected patients into nursing homes. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The question and answer phase of former President Trump's trial is over. Senators will next vote if they want to hear from additional witnesses or not. All indications are neither sides want to call witnesses, so it's likely final arguments will take place on Saturday, and both sides will have 2 hours to convince any undecided senators. In his first 3 weeks in office, President Joe Biden has made a flurry of phone calls to American allies around the world, including the leaders of Canada, Britain, France, and Japan. But one close American allies leader has not yet been called, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As far as when that phone call will take place, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
I don't have an exact timeline to give you, other than he's looking forward to having the conversation. They've known each other for some time. There are certainly areas of mutual interest, and as soon as he makes that call, we will let you all know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House won't rule out any travel restrictions into and out of Florida, California, or any state struggling to contain new coronavirus variants. Republicans say the restrictions under consideration would be unconstitutional and hypocritical for Democrats who blasted the idea when a Republican was in the Oval Office. The prospect of a domestic travel ban also fell flat with Florida Republicans. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio reminding us,
after Donald Trump imposed the China travel ban, that Joe Biden accused him of xenophobia. Then in March, he tweeted out that travel bans anywhere, against anywhere in the world, do not work. But now he wants to impose them on American citizens. You know, tonight, if you arrive at the U.S. southern border with a child, you will be allowed entry to the country. You will be allowed to stay here pending an asylum trial that you may are hearing that you may never show up for. But if you're now an American citizen living in Florida that wants to travel, they're going to put some form of restriction in your way. I mean, it's clearly unconstitutional. But we should also pass a law here making clear that this is not within the power of an administration to do, that you can't just stand in the way of the ability of Americans to travel freely in their country for something that, by the way, is not supported by the science.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. Country music stars Garth Brooks and his wife Trisha Yearwood are quarantining after a possible exposure to COVID-19. A post on Brooks' Facebook page says the artists are canceling all upcoming events for the next 2 weeks due to someone on their team testing positive. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.